Hey, Michael.
Hey, Patrick.
How are you?
I'm good. Focused.
You're focused.
I'm focused. Today, huh?
All right, that's good.
You'll see why in a minute.
You'll see why in a minute. Yeah. Mike has, on several occasions throughout the recording of history of this podcast, mentioned his ADD. And his inability or difficulty, not inability, difficulty focusing and staying on track, maybe single tasking, that sort of thing. Am I getting this right, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, kind of. So I'll give a little bit of background. I don't know if I have any sort of attention thing.
So this is not like officially medically diagnosed, despite the fact you live in a country with us free and or subsidized healthcare.
Yeah, I mean, this is the main reason for me is mainly because so many people claim or do have some sort of attention problem condition. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you call it. Mm-hmm. So when I refer to it as my ADD, I kind of refer to it as like how most people say ADD these days. You know, like people say, oh, my ADD, or he's ADD. You know, we don't know if we've actually got said thing, but we just refer to that as our inability to focus.
It's the Kleenex of the psychology world.
Perfect. Yep, that would do. and mainly my when I refer to this is because I, on the whole, have problems focusing. On tasks at hand, like for example, I throw this out there as my one of my main things. If I'm at work, so this is where I have the most problem with it when I'm in my day job. Mm-hmm. I will quite frequently, for example, be writing something that is long and stop halfway, go check my emails, do that, and then halfway through an email, go and do something else. And I'm constantly jumping from task to task, and I have I'm not very good at, never have been very good at, focusing on one thing. This has in the past manifested in me trying a myriad of projects. Like at the moment, for example, I'm doing like 100 things. I'm writing a book, writing a blog, and recording 8 podcasts. And, you know, because I feel like I have this constant need to be busy. Like I very rarely do one thing at a time, Pat. So, and I am quite good at spreading my attention. So sometimes I listen to podcasts and play games, you know, okay. And I can very easily split those. Sometimes mm-hmm. during recordings of shows, I might mm-hmm. play a game like Jetpack Joyride or whatever, because my eyes and my hands have to be, and I know that's a horrible thing. And some people go, oh, how could you do that? But you'd never know because I'm perfectly engaged at all times because I'm used to listening and talking whilst my hands and eyes are doing other things. So, like, for example, I listen to podcasts and take them in whilst playing games, so I'm very used to being able to listen and being active in a discussion while doing things. And I don't always do that, but I guess sometimes I feel like I have to, and I guess that's when I'm least able to control myself or least focus on something.
Interesting.
Sounds pretty crazy,
so,
right?
Well, I mean, I think we all have our own varying levels of focusing problems.
Yeah.
There are some people that can fall into focus on something very easily and naturally. There are others, and I would count myself among those, that it can fall into that, but it is A, not natural, and B, takes time. For instance, reading, right? It usually takes me a good 15 to 20 minutes of reading anything. You know, and let's just take a long-form book as an example, because that's the best one, right? It will take 15 to 20 minutes for me to kind of really sink in and engage in a book. But once I am, I'm there and I'm in that, and you can, other things could be happening around me. You could be talking with me. I won't notice them, or, you know, watching a video of something. This happens often. where I'll be watching something or I'll be focused on something or you know, even worse, writing brain has kicked in. And Bethany begins to talk to me, ask me a question or whatnot. And I'll hear the noise, but I won't hear what she's saying, if that makes sense.
Yep.
And I have to kind of break my engagement and literally turn away from what it is I was focused on and say, I'm sorry, I was reading. Could you please repeat that? Or, you know, could you say that again? I'm sorry, I missed that. You know what I mean? It annoys her because she has the ability, like you, to jump around to varying different things, right? And it's one of the reasons why she can be in the middle of doing one thing and then ask me a question about another while I'm completely laser focused on on this, on something else, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think that, you know, but that said, if I'm not allowed to get there, like if I'm reading a book for about 10 minutes and then Bethany asks me a question, or somebody does, doesn't matter whom, I essentially almost have to go and reread everything I just read. It's one of the reasons why it takes me so long to get through a book, because oftentimes I end up having to reread. I'll read sometimes read a paragraph two or three times based upon how many times I've been interrupted in the course of reading by something. Beatrix asking me a question or I don't know, whatever it is, right? But once I get locked in, I'm locked in. And then it's difficult for me to pay attention outside of that.
So I have a couple of other things that speak to that, but from the opposite, right? So from the opposite of yourself. Okay. So I have a lot of trouble reading. I've done for years. I haven't read very many books in maybe the last 10 years, unless they were assigned to me for some reason or another, simply because I do have a problem being able to sit for many hours and consume this thing, which during that time, it's the only thing I can do.
Right.
So I've always done a lot better with audiobooks because I consume them the same way I listen to podcasts. Out and about, can be playing games and stuff. But like, if I'm reading, I can't do anything else. I can't listen to music. I also can't listen to music with lyrics when I write because that distracts me. I can only listen to music, which is like soundtrack music, without lyrics. So there are a couple of other things, like so that lends to my lack of focus in a way that I can be easily distracted. It's very peculiar because I can also, on one hand, be very easily distracted. So that either can pull me out of something, or because I'm easily distracted, I need something to focus my attention. So by keeping my eyes and my hands occupied by doing something like a very simple game like Jetpack Joyride. That's why I've clocked up so many hours in that game, by the way, because of all the commuting and stuff. Is because that is the game that I use quite a lot to because it doesn't take a lot of mental power for me to play that game. I'm then able to concentrate on what I'm listening to, because otherwise I'm just looking around at everything and reading things and just taking in too many other stimulus, and then that is a stimuli, and that's a problem, and I can't concentrate. So I know I'm not peculiar. I know there's so many people these days, for whatever reason. I don't know if it's because of the information age that we all, there's too much going on, so we can't concentrate, but it still does feel like I'm this peculiar individual person who can't concentrate on anything when everyone around him is these super productivity people.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that I wonder if, I mean, I've had this problem for a long time with medical, science diagnosis. I really do think that there are some people genuinely with ADD, but like we've said, I think it's become kind of the Kleenex. And I think it's just really people have different abilities to focus, and that for some people that actually might be a benefit, right? Like for my wife, she considers it a benefit that she can watch a movie and mend clothes, for instance, right? As a matter of fact, is one of her favorite activities. She looks forward to watching movies because of all of the other kind of mindless activities she can do at the same time. And we don't necessarily, or, you know, I certainly don't necessarily deride that. I could never do it, right? Because I have to be focused on one thing or the other. I can't split my focus that way, you know, but it certainly makes her productive. She gets a lot of mending done at the same time she's watching a movie, and gosh, I'm jealous of that, right? And so, you know, I guess, you know, you look at these two things and you look at you and me, and when we, well, who's got the problem, right? Is that really a problem for you? I mean, it sounds like you have, in a lot of ways, benefited from this ability.
In everything other than my day job. And that's okay. Probably the place where it maybe matters most. Because of my lack of focus, I tend to finish a lot of half projects. You know, and it maybe would take me longer to do something than is necessary because I'm constantly flicking around and doing other things. And part of this inability to focus is what started this show in the first place. Because I posted on Path, I think I've told this story somewhere, I can't remember where, I posted a picture on Path of my desk at work. And you told me that we needed to talk. And that's because I work in a very, very paper-driven environment. For any project will require X amount of paper. So the more projects I try and involve myself in at one time means the more paper on my desk.
Which is, you know, I mean, if that's what you need to get the job done, that's great. But yeah, I can see where it might really kind of affect you at work. That said, I've got another question. This is once again, I'm making a lot of comparisons to you and my wife.
Okay.
Mainly because I'm trying to A, understand her better, B, understand you better, and C, wondering if in fact you're the same person. So she has this tendency, like, there are lots of half projects. Things started and unfinished.
Yep.
You too?
Oh, loads. And I've had more in the past. Before I had a project that took up time, like a lot of my time, with constraints. So this... the network, right? So, you know, as I said before, I'd tried so many things. I've had more blogs than I could care to imagine. I've had ideas for real businesses. I've had ideas for apps. I've had ideas for all sorts of stuff. And I've executed all of these up to a point until it then became podcasting. And podcasting stuck because I do really enjoy it. But also now I have expectations to be in places at certain times to talk to hosts, and we have listeners that love to get the content, which I love to provide to them, but I like to meet that expectation that they're going to get their two episodes of Enough, and they're going to get them on these days, and they're going to get their episode of The Bro Show, and they're going to get it on this day. So that's you know, so now I don't have as many half finished projects because I don't have any more time left. So in a way, podcasting is good for me because it allows me to keep some sort of focus. It keeps my brain working. It keeps me busy, and it does it with filling it with good stuff, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Productive stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think that, and that's it, right? Is that, you know, perhaps it's just a matter of setting yourself up for the right opportunities to put your, you know, productive style to its best advantage. Right? In much the same way that for me to read a book, I know that I'm going to need at least 40 minutes right off the bat. Right? And that, because I'm going to need 20 minutes to kind of get in and another 20 minutes to get out.
Yeah, totally.
And so therefore, I tend to read a lot slower, read things a lot slower. It takes me a longer time to read things, right? Whereas, and I think we've discussed this before, my wife can read, she can read 300 pages in 2 hours. She's a ridiculously fast reader. And, you know, and I've, trust me, I've tested her on this. She's not skimming. She really is reading. Interesting. You know, there have been things that we have read, together and then had really in-depth discussions about that there's no way she could have skimmed the book, right?
Because otherwise she wouldn't know it.
Right, right, exactly. But she's read it in 2 hours and I've, is, you know, it's taken me weeks. You know,
yeah.
I mean, she generally reads 2 to 3 books a week. And you know, once again, so she is able to put her productive style to its best advantages, whether that be darning during a movie or you know, reading a book a half hour before bed every night and being able to finish finish in 2 or 3 days. You know, I just can't do that, right? You know, for me, reading a book before bed is, oh, I go to read the book now and I'll be to bed in 2 hours. All right. And so I have to put things to my best productive advantage. And I wonder if, in fact, we're all doing that to a certain extent. And though, yeah, I wish I weren't this way, and yeah, I wish I were more focused, or I wish I were less, or I wish I could multitask, or I wish, you know, there's always this grass is greener mentality that goes on, and maybe, just maybe, what you got going on is enough.
Mm-hmm. Maybe, hopefully.
With the exception of work, it hasn't proven any real ill effects for you.
No.
And in fact, I would imagine that it has provided several advantages, especially for what you do when you're not at work.
I agree with that. Definitely.
And so, yeah, I think the takeaway from this, and to wrap this up, I think in general people beat themselves up about this too much, about this sort of thing, instead of embracing who they are and playing to their strengths.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the same way that this happens with introverts, right? Introverts spend a lot of their lives thinking there's something wrong with them because we live in a world that praises extroversion. Right. You know, we live in this world where, you know, being outgoing and friendly and nice and going to parties and being out and about with people and going to concerts and having a good time, you know, that these are all, you know, things to be praised. But, you know, staying at home alone for days on end is like, what's wrong with him or what's wrong with her? And so I think it takes a while for introverts to realize that it's about where you derive your energy from and that you need to have those few days alone just to be able to get the energy to then go out and be around a bunch of people and have it sucked out of you again, that there's nothing inherently wrong with it. You're basically playing to your strength and to what really fulfills and gives you energy. And that's okay. I think the same thing is true here for people who say, oh, I lack focus, or I lack this, or I lack that. That we live in a society that praises, you know, the intense focus of an athlete or of a, you know, someone, you know, a thinker like an Einstein, or, you know what I mean? Like that sort of, you know, intense laser-like focus on a vision or a plan, you know, that these things are praised in our society. But I think to the detriment of other things that are just as praiseworthy, but just different. So, bottom line is, Michael, stop beating yourself up over your ADD. It's okay.
Okay, thank you.
And anyone who's listening, seriously, embrace who you are and use the strengths that you have to their best advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Because doing otherwise is a waste of your seriously valuable, precious time.
Thank you.
So, all right. Thank you very much.
No problem.
We'll chat later, my friend.
Cheers.
Cheers.